François-Xavier Rochelot. François-Xavier Rochelot was a prominent member of the Francophone community in Kingston at the turn of the 19th century. He arrived from Trois-Rivières, Quebec, in the mid to late 1790s with his wife, Marie-Louise, also known as Lisette, and at least one daughter, Elizabeth, who was born in 1794 in Montreal. He was a master mason who specialized in building churches and cathedrals. In 1796, Rochelot and his wife welcomed a baby girl, Charlotte, and the next year bought a lot of land along Princess Street. There, Rochelot built a large two-story house for himself and his family, which was completed in 1808 and still stands today at 687072 Princess Street, as evidence of his initials that can be found on the top right corner of the building's facade. The house was later used as an office for John A. Macdonald and Alexander Campbell in the 1840s. In 1802, Rochelot became a constable for the peace in the town. He also contributed to many projects around town. He was asked in the early 1800s to build a wall of stone around St. George's Church and another one around the courthouse. His biggest project in Kingston by far, however, began when Reverend Alexander Macdonald, the first Catholic bishop of Kingston, commissioned him to build a church in the town for a growing Catholic population in 1808. The church, St. Joseph, served the Catholic people of Kingston for 40 years, until 1848, when St. Mary's Cathedral opened its doors. The entire Rochelot family firmly established itself in the Kingston community. Elizabeth married a certain James Kipp, son of Samuel, and Mary Kipp in 1813, who had made a name for himself in the fur trade business.